Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Timothy Johnson, the founder and owner of Norris Dental Center, a premier dental office and recipient of numerous customer service awards. Dr. Johnson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure as well, and thanks for coming out. So tell us, why is it important to make customer service special?
It's important every aspect of what you do, or of what we do for that matter, is important to everybody that comes in. Everybody wants to feel special. They want to walk in the door and they want to leave, and then everything that happens in between, they want to feel special. And it's up to us to help that person to feel special in your place of business.
Dr. Johnson, thanks for the lead off and for the input there, most helpful. Now, taking this to the next level, if you will, what are the four critical steps for being a successful business regardless of one's industry?
Well, regardless of what your business is, there's four steps for being successful in anything. The first step is continuous training. It's where everybody in the office is just always exposed to the continual environment of training and continuously educating and learning about what their job is, anywhere from the mail clerk room up to the CEO. It means continuous training for everybody. The second is leadership. You can have leadership in any position, whether it's the mailroom or the CEO, there's some degree of leadership in any role. So taking on that position and learning the leadership of that makes a big difference. And along with that is management. The management of any role, whether you're entry level or the president of the company, managing the role of that becomes second nature, because without that, you can't manage anybody. You have to be able to manage them. And then the last one, the thing that too often people forget about, is to have systems in place. You have to have a system for everything so that no matter what comes up, you have something to take care of that right away.
I would totally agree. Systems are so important, and having those in place, that's a good bit of info right there. Now, here's a question for you. Why is the customer not always right?
Well, to benefit this story a little bit, I've got an actual hands-on story. Patient comes into the office one day. This is a true story, and not just made up. A patient comes into my office, and ordinarily they would fill out the forms, and then they go right in the back, and I see them, I meet with them in the back, and et cetera. Well, this one guy comes into the office one day, and he is already cantankerous, to say the least. And he blurts out right there in front of everybody, "I demand to see Dr. Johnston." Well, I'm walking up towards the front anyway. I heard this, and I walk myself out there, and I say, "Well, how do you do?" And I introduce myself, said, "I'm the doctor." And I said, "We could take you right in the back right now." He goes, "No, we're going to talk about it right here." I said, "Well, if we're talking about your teeth, the way to do that is, the place to do it is in the back, not up here." And he says, "No, not about my teeth. I'm talking about what's on your TV." And I said, "Well, hold on. The TV is over here," and I look over at it, and there's a commercial plan. I said, "What's on the TV is sort of insignificant. It might be Fox News or CNN News or Home and Garden or something. Anything is on there. But regardless of that, as soon as you go into the back, we got a TV above you, and you can change the channel on that and do anything you want." Because that's inappropriate, what you have playing out here. You have Fox News on that. You're obviously trying to swing the view of all these people out here. And I look, and there's two other people, and they've been longtime clients of mine. And I looked at him, and I thought to myself, this guy is going to be trouble. I mean, he already is trouble, but he's going to be trouble every time he walks in the door. He's going to be the kind of customer, or the kind of patient that you see in the morning meeting, and you just dread it all day long. And in a flash, all this came to me. And I said to him, I said, "You know what? If that's the way you feel about the TV channel, there's the door." He said, "What?" I said, "You can see yourself out." And I turned my back on him. And I never thought about him again until it was time to write the book. I never so much as lost sleep over it or any of that stuff, because he was not in my life. Unlike if I had made it my point of interest to cow down to him and make sure the TV was right and the volume was right and the channel was right. The next thing you know, we don't want to talk about, you know, why so many x-rays, or why do you look at the teeth now or later, and everything we do. You know, I just didn't want to put up with them anymore. And this was years ago, but it taught me something valuable. And that's that not everybody is going to be a customer for my office, that I'm not the dentist for every person that walks in the door. And sometimes it's just time to say goodbye right from the get-go. And I tell you what, that was a valuable lesson. I haven't fired maybe five patients in my whole life, and I've been doing this for better than 30 years. But I tell you what, every one of those times that I fired somebody, it felt good. It felt real good.
I tell you what, there's a lot to be learned from that story and example, and the customer is not always right, and that's certainly your input there certainly has made that clear, that that is certainly the case. Today we're joined by Dr. Timothy Johnson, founder and owner of Norris Dental Center, a premier dental office and recipient of numerous customer service awards. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what are the three steps for resolving any conflict in customer service?
Yeah. Well, aside from that kind of an example, that's an extreme. Anytime something comes up with anybody in their mouth or anything really, there's three basic rules to remember. First, you have to acknowledge the issue. Second, you have to show empathy for it. And thirdly, you have to ask, and it's important, you ask for a solution. For example, you might say, Mrs. Jones, I'm so sorry that this happened. That's number one down. If I were you, I would feel the same way. That's number two down. How can I make this better for you? You could almost use my words exactly, no matter what the situation is. But the most important thing is you ask, how can I make this better for you? And you might be ready to give up the boat. And all they might be looking for is an oar. You know, it's a simple engine. It's just something simple to help them feel better about their day. So you first acknowledge the issue, and then second, you show them genuine concern, empathy. And third, you ask for a solution. And 99 times out of 100, that's going to get you exactly where you need to be. For those times when it's not going to get you where you need to be, you refer back to the previous question.
Good stuff right there, and thanks for that. Now, I'm sure you have policies in place. Talk to us about your policies and how you work with policies.
Well, the word policy in my office is a four-letter word. I know policy is not, but the thought of a four-letter word. If you're thinking about policies, it's rare that anyone ever says something like, well, our policy is, and then they follow that up with something that's good for the patient. Almost always it's used to tell a scapegoat answer, something that we don't care enough about you to make this right. So our policy is should never be uttered. You ought to think of that as if it were a four-letter word, you know, and my pun is intended. The way you ought to do it is to say the way we take care of this is, and then you tell them how you would handle the situation, not our policy is for doing this. It's too often that you are told that a policy is, and then something follows out of that person's mouth that's not good for the customer. Remove those tendencies to say things like that, and you'll be better off for it.
Dr. Johnson, really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Norris Dental Center. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Well, you know, the subtitle of my book, Never Force Your Customers to Get Your Attention. It's important what comes next, when you should already have theirs. Every step of the way, you should already have your customers' attention and their focus. They should never be forced to get yours. And if you just remember that, that's why I put it as a subtitle in my book. You should really have nothing to fall back on. It's really just the way that things ought to play out.
Well, I'd say we've learned a few things here today. And Dr. Johnson, thanks for sharing your insight on customer service. Being a customer service award winner numerous times, so you certainly carry your weight, and we're certainly appreciative of your taking a moment to be with us here today. Where can listeners get more information on your practice online, and also a way to be in touch? Where's the best place to do so online?
Well, if they go to my website, which is WilliamsburgDDS.com, they can get all the information there they need.
And that's certainly easy enough, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Dr. Johnson, all the best, and thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Timothy Johnson, the founder and owner of Norris Dental Center, a premier dental office and recipient of numerous customer service awards. And for further details on Norris Dental Center, visit WilliamsburgDDS.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.